He's coming out.
It's there.
At Canopy Wealth Management, they are a fee-based advisory firm. They don't chase commissions, never back gimmicks or instruments that chase single-day returns or put your long-term goals at risk. The team at Canopy creates strategies that are tailored to your needs and goals. Canopy Wealth Management, care, competence, and clarity aren't just buzzwords. They're a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com and get started with them today. That's canopy-wealth.com. Jim Rutledge, John Audius with you. We are in the Everlight Solar Studio. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are thrilled to be joined for the second time, I feel like, in a couple weeks here by Dom Contronio. And Dom, thanks for hopping on with us. And I want to start with a poll question we had out there. And I don't know what your football team is or what your other passion is besides the Brewers, but we did ask the question to our fan base, and Brewers fever is very strong. It is not broken here in Madison, because we asked, would you give up 5 years of the Packers making the playoffs for the Brewers to win a World Series? 80% of fans said, yes, give me the World Series. Now, we had Evan Cohen on from Unsportsmanlike earlier, and he said, ask that in April, because I think right now everyone's in it and they are feeling all the excitement around the Brewers. But what team would you give up what would you give up for the Brewers to win a World Series sports-wise? And then what do you think about Evan's take that this is very much a in-the-moment sort of take?
That should be 100% to zero, in my opinion. I think that's a really weak take. A championship over playoffs? That's not even close. Like, that's not even a real conversation here. I don't understand how that's even a conversation. But unfortunately, the worst thing about me, boys, and buckle up, like this, the worst thing about me, aside from my amazing hair, is the fact that I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. So I was born in Texas. I grew up in Dallas. And neither of my parents are football fans. And when you're 7 years old and impressionable and, you know, you don't know any better and everyone's rooting for the Cowboys, I guess I'll root for the Cowboys. Now, I'm not like an insufferable Cowboys fan where it's like I believe in everything Jerry Jones does, because God, no, I don't. And furthermore, I think this team's not very good. So I own it. It's the worst thing about me. I wear it as a chip on my shoulder. And to answer the question, you know, like as a rooting interest, like, you know, I saw some really bad Oakland A's team. That's my baseball team. I saw some really bad Oakland A's teams over the year. I'm like, man, I will never see this team in the World Series. And it's just like, yeah, I'm always going to pick the championship over anything else in front of me.
But speaking about this year, and maybe once again, this is part of the question I'm about to ask. Are we caught up in the moment, or does this year feel different? I know the Brewers obviously were very successful with 93 wins last season, but I don't know. Maybe I'm caught up in the moment, but there's something that just feels better.
I think the reason it feels better is because this team is unique from years past, right? The playoff pain of, you know, the last few years, you know, the common denominator was Craig Counsell and or Willy Adames. And so you can instantly say, it's like, all right, well, they're trying something new, and they're trying to put the bat in the ball and not rely on the home run as much. And they have different ways to score. They have healthy pitching at this point going into the postseason, as opposed to like 2021. I think of all the time, like every time I think back to those numbers of 2021 and that pitching staff, right? It's like, how did that team not win the World Series? Oh yeah, Devin broke his hand and he should have been pitching in the eighth inning in a couple of those games. So when you think about the way that the Brewers are winning right now, it's fair to like have apprehension of like, well, they haven't done anything in October the last 5 years, last 6 years. And I 100% get that, because that's the most common hesitation I hear from fans. It's like, well, why is this any different? But that's why we play the games. We don't know if it's any different. But imagine the euphoria when this team does finally win a pennant for the first time since 1982. And that, you know, you can't win if you don't play mentality has to come through. It's like, you got to play the games and hope that you throw them out there. There's a reason you've won 70 games. They're good enough to do it this year.
And their pitching is the stuff when I look at it and say, look, that part, I do not see a falter. I do not really see a crack. It's deep. There's a lot of players there. You can lose Miz, bring him back. The hitting, it's different. And that's the part where that's not how teams normally win. It's like in football, they talk about you rather have chunk plays. The Brewers don't have as much power as some of the other teams. They're not going to come back down to earth crashing, but you can look at the Mets, you can look at the Cubs, teams who have proven players on the back of the baseball cards. Their offense is just stopped. It'll probably turn back around, but at some point, the Brewers' offense has to cool off a little bit, right?
Yeah, a little bit, of course. And I think every opportunity we get to remind fans, like, there will be another iceberg. There will be another bump in the road. But literally today, I was catching up with the Mets broadcasters who came into town early, and the Brewers lost that series in Queens, right? They had the doubleheader, they had the frustrating series, and then they got hot again right after that series, and when Woodruff returned and everything that popped up after that. You know, and the Brewers losing that series against the Marlins last weekend, those are the last two series they've lost over the last month plus. Like, when you think about that for a second, there hasn't been another iceberg. There has to be a regression. But then I counter when everybody asks about why are this offense working, they don't hit home runs, all this stuff. Well, when you look back at the date that has been the line of demarcation has been May 25th. That was the start of that first eight-game winning streak. Since May 25th, they're the best offense in baseball in every stat. Now, the counting stats are where it becomes a different story. They're in the middle of the pack for specifically home runs, but they have the best slugging percentage. You have the best OPS. They have the best on-base percentage. You have the best batting average. Best batting average in running scoring position. So the point being of, oh, they should have got more slug, or their offense makes me scared. But you look at the numbers, and it's like, it shouldn't, because the numbers suggest that they're the best in baseball for the last 2.5 months or so. And I'm going to trust what the team has done for such a large sample size to say, this feels sustainable, this feels doable. And you're not relying on one guy who's going to be hitting 35, 40 homers in a season to say, you better do that in October or we're screwed. Instead, it's all nine guys have the ability to either go yard, get a situational hit, maybe steal a bag. And that's why, like, oh, we've never seen a lineup this deep, not necessarily with home runs before. Will it be successful?
How would you describe Andrew Vaughn's contributions since he joined the Brewers? How would you put that into words? And will they be able to get him in the lineup down the road?
Oh, I mean, he ain't coming out of the lineup. I mean, okay. Even when Rhys Hoskins comes back healthy, like, he ain't coming out unless he slows down for some reason. I think Rhys understands that too. And I had a podcast with Rhys during spring training. We sat down for a good 20, 30 minutes and just, you know, talked about it all, and talked about one of the things that I learned a lot about Rhys in that interview was, hey, when Jake Bowers hit that home run in Game 3, he was pinch hitting in your spot. Like, does that impact you at all? He's, I just want to win. Like, I do not care that I wasn't helping us win. Bowers helped us win. So I get the feeling that when Vaughn comes, you know, when Vaughn and Rhys are active and healthy at the same time, Rhys knows, hey, that dude's white hot. Stick with him. I'll be a bench bat, be a bench slugger for you. It's no big deal. But for Vaughn and what he's done at this point, I think the Brewers knew this was in him all along. And sometimes a little different messaging works. And I think people forget, you know, yes, he was a third overall pick. Yes, he was a Golden Spikes Award winner, the College Baseball Heisman Trophy. The dude had three managers in four seasons in the big leagues. Like, think about that for a second. How hard is that to have different messaging all the time? You're on the worst team in baseball. You set a record for the worst record in Major League Baseball history last year. That has to wear on a guy mentally. And to come to here and say, A, we're not relying on you for all of the offense, and B, yeah, you can take a walk. Yeah, we love walks here. And it's like, oh, yeah, I am allowed to take pitches and not feel like I'm the only guy that can provide offense for the team. And he fits in so perfectly in the middle of this order where it's like you get afraid to have Prime Yelly, Vaughn, Contreras, Terang all raking. And then you can imagine in the playoffs, maybe you're facing lefty. Rhys comes in off the bench as a DH. Sign me up. I think what Vaughn has done fits this lineup perfectly.
So, looking at this team, who scares you in the NL that says this team could give us a problem in the playoffs?
For me, it's the West. It's the Padres and the Dodgers. Because, look, the Padres already have won a series against the Brewers here, and that was when neither of those teams could score a run to save their life. But you look at that bullpen now for San Diego, it's built a lot like the Brewers, where they have a 4- or 5-headed monster in the back end that if you're trailing, you ain't coming back. The thing that scares me about the Dodgers, even though the Brewers went 6-0 against them, is the Brewers got to miss Snell. I know they beat up Yamamoto. They got to miss Ohtani on the mound. They got Glasnow twice. They got to him once. They didn't get to him another time. So seeing that rotation come back into form gets me a little nervous. But for the Padres, they have just enough offense to freak you out. And their bullpen just terrifies me. Those two teams are really darn good. And remember, the Brewers faced the Padres the final week of the regular season. It's the last three road games of the year. And the Padres are going to be playing for something. I mean, the Brewers, those last six games of the year, Padres and Reds, those are going to matter. All six of those games for the opponent, we don't know yet if it's going to matter for the Brewers. So you're going to be stressed all the way to the final week of the season this year.
More hypotheticals for you then. Let's say this season, because we're all hyped and excited for 70 wins and everything that the Brewers have done. Let's say this season goes the way of last year and you're out in the playoffs. You don't win a series. You don't advance. How do you view a season like the Brewers have had without the postseason success?
That's a great question. I think the thought is, okay, you keep tearing it down to the studs. You keep saying no more payroll, no more payroll, no more payroll. And the same result keeps happening. So then you kind of turn it back and say, what more can you do? Like, you found the ceiling of what you have in front of you. Granted, I think this team is going to win a playoff round, and I believe that wholeheartedly because the numbers match it up, the team matches it up, the leadership matches it up. I hope we won't have that hypothetical come true. But the fact of the matter is, payroll's been pretty flat. And yes, they keep making the playoffs. And yes, there is some merit and some sort of, you know, proud ability to say, yes, they keep making the playoffs. It'll be 7 out of 8 years coming up here soon. But to say you haven't won a playoff series since 2018, become the Minnesota Twins of the 2000s, right? Of always running into the Yankees and not being able to get by them. And I don't think anybody wants to deal with that hypothetical. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But yeah, I would be really frustrated if it happens again this year, because I think this team's the best they've had. It's since 2018. I really do think this is the best team they've had since 2018.
Pat Murphy's obviously running a great staff, and the team's winning, and everyone's behind him. Is there a concern, again, looking to the future here? Because, look, everything's great with a team of, and this isn't a negative, but brain drain. Like, someone could come after the Brewers bench coach or pitching coach, or are there coaches on the Brewers staff where you're like, this guy is as important as Pat Murphy to the team's success, and the Brewers got to figure out how to keep him around?
You know, you'd be surprised. Coaches don't really move around a lot in baseball, not quite like college football or
NFL. Well, I mean,
more
of like a promotion, like someone coming in for a manager, like that sort of, yeah.
Yeah, I think Ricky Weeks would only manage in Milwaukee, you know, if that's what you're getting at. And I don't see him getting a job somewhere else to be their manager. Maybe Arizona comes calling for some reason, or Seattle comes calling for some reason. And remember, the Brewers re-upped Chris Hook this past offseason. That was their most important free agent get this past offseason. We re-upped him to a multi-year deal to keep him here in the Brewers as their pitching coach. And it's funny, our friends out on WTMJ asked me that this morning about Matt Arnold's contract status. You know, like, is he sticking around? What's the deal with him, given Stern's got the chance to go back to do his hometown team? You know, I haven't asked Matt about his contract status, but I also don't strike him as a guy that wants to go find greener pastures at this point. He's got a really good thing going here. And when you're, you know, doing this well as you have, this isn't something you mess around with. You know, you keep going, you keep riding this wave and keep on winning games. And I think the Brewers have a really good system in place. I will say the biggest departure was not Craig Counsell, but rather Q Berry. That dude's going to be a manager one day. And the fact that he's a third base coach now for the Cubs, he was a big reason why the Brewers were such a great base running team last year. They're still a good base running team this year, but last year they were, you know, unreal because of Q Berry.
Dom, awesome stuff as always. I'm sure as the Brewers keep on winning, we'll try to get you a few more times as they make their playoff run.
They're making it really easy on me on post-game show. I'm due for some sort of like really doom and gloom type show coming up here. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Dom.